misbehaving.
Yeah.
Saving my love for you.
Andre Previn.
Andre Previn at the piano, of course, an old Fats Waller standard.
Yeah. Which, I found this dandy for a quarter. That's the beauty of this reemergence of vinyl. You can get these things awfully cheap, and they're awfully good.
You paid, what, a quarter for this?
A quarter. You know, and jazz is always in that front bend, and it's cheap and cheerful.
Yeah.
You know?
Miles, where were you with your dad when we got Miles here in the room with us? Talking in the background a little bit. Were you with your dad when he bought this?
Were you with me? What do you think? I don't know if you were or not.
You might say we hang out.
The one thing I did want to bring up this week.
With that
in mind, I wanted to bring up something about phone calls that I get. If I get a phone,
are you sure?
Yes, I think this is safe.
Okay.
If I get a phone call from a place like New York or California, and I don't know who it is, it's one of two people. It's a telemarketer, or it's a jazz legend. Legends do not email. They call you. So this week I get a phone call from a man.
I thought you were going to say your student loan officer.
Oh my God, some debt creditor calling me up.
Yeah.
The hell's the matter? Or the bad mail. So I get this phone call and this Jamaican gentleman's on the phone and I'm
really
wondering who it is. And he says his name really fast and I didn't catch it. So he's like, I got your email. I really want to talk to you. I'm all for doing this interview. And I stop him and I said, can I ask what your name is again? And he said, it's Dizzy Reese. And I went, oh, wow. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. And Dizzy Reese is a legend of the trumpet, played with Miles Davis for years, was a part of a revolution of great musicians around the 50s and the 60s. And it was an honor. He said he hadn't done interviews for years, but I emailed him, and he was ready to roll. So it was a cool moment.
I think the jazz community is picking up your scent.
I hope so. I hope it's a good scent.
I imagine.
Yeah, and I love their scent, and that's what we were talking about. This was one of the interesting vignettes of the conversation was this.
Well, yeah, tell me about the conversation.
Well, he asked me about what I did, and I told him I had a radio show out of Kansas City, and I do interviews, but I focus on jazz. And he said, are you a musician? I said, well, I can get in trouble on the drums, but I just love music. And I explained that I believe jazz is going to have a comeback. And he said this, I certainly hope so before it's all said and done for me.
Yep.
And this is a man who's 85 years old, spent his lifetime dedicated to the jazz craft. So it was a very quick conversation. And this was the other cool thing about the conversation. I don't think I've ever had this with an interview. He said, well, I said, do you want to talk later today? When do you want to interview? And he said, listen, I will call you back when I feel inspired. So whenever he feels like it, he's going to give me a call, and I'll have a list of questions in my back pocket, and I'll be ready to roll.
Wow. Okay. So, consummate artist.
Talk about improv right there.
And
full-on improv right there.
You're not looking for Pokemons anywhere, are you?
Yeah. Are you looking for Pokemons? Where are they at? Are they in here?
Yeah.
Where are they hiding?
Under a microphone.
Do any of them play jazz?
Yes.
Which ones?
Two. Evie and Coco.
Oh, they sound like dog names. Are those dogs?
One Evie Puttenbaum.
Ah, okay.
I was trying to get a date on this album.
You know, this is the one thing that I'm glad you did say that.
Yeah.
I when I get these old albums, which I profile a lot on the program, I can never find a date. Wouldn't you think that would be an easy thing to do? Sometimes, maybe like one out of eight will have a date, but most of them don't.
Yep. And unless you understand the coding on the record, you won't see it either. But I am going to guess that what we've got here, based upon the photo, this is probably late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
Well, fact right here. In April 1959, Time Magazine wrote, so that gives us an idea.
That's the only thing that I will see in some of those liners, that it will say, you know, at a certain time, somebody reviewed it. You know, by the way, speaking of reviews on the back, there's a lot of really great jazz writers that were profiled on the back, and they were very good writers and had great things to say. It was very interesting.
Well, the man is a consummate jazz artist, also in producing a lot of film and theater music. I don't think I've ever heard him do a bad thing.
He hasn't.
Yeah. No.
He's one of those guys that everything he touches turns to goodness.
Yep.
So,
well,
speaking of, let's see if we can turn a trick here. How should we end this one?
Well, actually, the song is just about over.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Let it trail out.
Poetry.
Enjoy some Andre, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you.
Neon Jazz.